TION's signature leadership empowerment provides purposeful, driven leadership skills and techniques that will empower and inspire the greatness within you. How we doing, great people? My name is Coach TION Singletary, and I'm glad that you are able to join us on this TSLEWLI. And if you don't know what that stands for, then guess what? You better stand by. TION Singletary Leadership Empowerment Weekly Live Inspiration. Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to be inspired? Are you ready to allow your greatness to shine here on today? I am the motivator of excellence, so you better go tell somebody because we're about to have a great time here on today. Power Talk, a platform that seeks to encourage, empower, and inspire. He is an author of Quitting Was Not an Option, a journey of perseverance and resilience, with the chronicle of this amazing journey of hope and faith. His newest book, Above and Beyond, 8 Things Champions Do to Conquer Their Limits, help readers to overcome their barriers in their lives and turn their obstacles into opportunities. Please, everyone, help me welcome to the stage Dr. John E. Great.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
I am doing outstanding, sir. Dr. Gray,
I'm just excited for you. Thank you for the intro, my brother. Your energy is always on point, man. I love it.
Hey, that's what we got to do, man. If we don't do it, who will, right?
Indeed.
Yes. So I know that you have a word, a message for the people. So I want to go ahead and remove myself, let you do your thing, and then we'll come back and discuss what you share.
You got it. Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is your man, Professor Positivity, Dr. John Gray. And I just want to just come to you with a power surge of sorts. First of all, I just want to just thank my brother, Coach TION Singletary, Captain TION Singletary, soon to be Major TION Singletary. And I thank him for his service. He is serving his country well. And I am thankful that brothers like him, men of fearless faith, men of inspiration and encouragement, are truly having this country's back. So I thank him for that. And I thank him for this time that he has given me to just do what I call a little power surge into your lives. So what I want to talk about today is I want to pay homage to a book that I'm working on with another one of my great friends, Pelly Hunkin, as we are visionary authors. And TION Singletary happens to be a featured author in its book called The Champion Mindset. And what I'm going to drop in your spirit today is an homage, and I'm shouting out that book called The Champion Mindset, because I want to tell somebody out there, it's going to take a little more. If you're familiar with slogans, you know Nike's slogan is just do it. If you're familiar with champion slogan is it's going to take a little more. Now I'm talking to people out there who are doing your thing. You are moving, you're grooving, you are baking and shaking, you are making things happen. But I'm here to tell you that when you want to go to that next level, it's going to take a little more. I always tell people life will not pave you this golden road simply because you got goals and good intentions. Life is going to give you every opportunity to show what you got. Life is going to give you every opportunity to see if you really want it or not. Life is going to give you every opportunity and going to ask you, how bad do you want it and what are you prepared to do? And you may have accomplished this, that, or the other, but when you want to reach the pinnacle of what you really want, that C-suite level goal, it's going to take a little more. So with the little bit of time I have, I just want to just break down this word champion into a bite-sized acronym so we can see exactly what it is that we're going to need. Because it's going to take a little more. First, it's going to take a little more courage. The things that you want that are huge are going to scare you, and they should. If you're going after goals that are so easily attainable that you don't get no butterflies in your stomach, and you're not scared over the things you're trying to attain, then you're reaching too small. You got to reach higher, and it's got to scare you to death. the book that's right over my head, this open Bible, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Those things are going to test your faith and they should scare you. And the only thing that's going to come out of it is a stronger sense of courage. In other words, get your courage up, because life is going to challenge you. Life is going to throw punches at you. Mike Tyson said, "Everybody got a plan until they get punched in their face." Life is going to punch you in your face and life is going to knock you on your behind, but you have to have the courage to get up. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times yet rises again. And we got to have the courage to fail and get up, fail and get up and fail and get back up again. Family is going to take a little more. The next one for the champion acronym is H. It's going to have to take a little more hunger. Les Brown said, you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry. And there are people out there that they want these lofty goals, but their appetite don't match their goals. Their appetite don't match their goals. They're not hungry enough. You got to wake up thinking about this thing you want. You got to have this thing on your mind all day long. You got to go to sleep thinking about this thing you want. You got to have a feel of hunger pains. Anybody ever been hungry? I'm not talking about hungry just because you want a little snack. I'm talking about hungry to the point where your stomach is singing songs to you. So hungry to the point where you're feeling cramps because you're saying, I got to eat. And the only thing on your mind is I got to eat. You got to be hungry for success. You got to be hungry for ambition. You got to be hungry for aspiration. You got to be hungry to meet your goals. You got to be tunnel vision. That's how hungry you got to be. You got to be hungry, ladies and gentlemen. The next thing you got to be is ambitious. Ambitious. Ambitious means that you have a goal that you're setting and nothing's going to stop you because you have ambition. You know, I love watching zombie movies and my wife always tells me, John, why do you watch this crazy mess, these zombie movies? I say, sweetie, because if you watch a zombie movie, you'll learn more about life and humanity watching a zombie movie, because it ain't about the zombies, it's about the people who's struggling to survive. And one of the things I notice about zombies, that they're walking around existing, but they're dead. People without ambition, they're walking around existing, but not living. They're not alive. Ambition feeds your purpose. Ambition feeds your passion. And as I always say, your passion is your permission to pursue your purpose. That's why ambition is important, because you got to have something to strive for. If you're going anywhere, you got to have a compass. You got to have a roadmap. You got to have something that you can put in front of you, write the vision and make it plain. Because if you don't know where you're going, any road going to take you there. So you got to have something to shoot for. The M in champion is for motivation. You got to have a little more motivation. My goodness, what wakes you up in the morning? What wakes you up in the morning? What fires you up? And I'm here to tell you, most people are fired up by external means. They're waiting for somebody to come along and motivate them. They're waiting for the motivational cavalry to come along. They don't get motivated unless they're hearing a pep talk on an app. But I'm here to tell you that the greatest motivation you can have is an inside job. It's that internal motivation. It's called internus locus of control. What can I control based on the measures that I take to make changes in my life? You see, because everybody ain't going to be there to cheer you on. What happens when you're not in the home crowd? You see, it's one thing when you have home field advantage. What about when you're on the road and you in hostile territory? You see, everybody's fine in the comfy confines of home. But what about when you go out there and life is smacking you all in the head? When people are telling you no? When you got haters that's hating on you? When you got people that's doubting on you? You got to go to a place of inner motivation and say, like McFadden and Whitehead back in the day, ain't no stopping me now. I don't care what the haters and the doubters and the naysayers say. There's no stopping me because my motivation is not predicated on the outside affirmations I get. Folks waiting for all this outside confirmation, validation, affirmation. You better know it's an inside job. It's going to take a little more. That P, perseverance. That perseverance means that I'm unstoppable no matter what. I'm going to keep on keeping on. as my sister Bernice, that's the title of her book, Keep On Keeping On. And that's a saying that we have in our culture, and it can mean a whole lot of things, but when we say it in a context, we know exactly what it means. Keep on keeping on. That means that life is not going to play fair. Keep on keeping on. That means the road's going to get rough sometimes. Keep on keeping on. You're going to hear the word no sometimes. Keep on keeping on. Sometimes you're going to feel like quitting. Keep on keeping on. You're going to want to give up, but keep on keeping on. Why? It's going to take a little more perseverance. I, inspiration. What inspires you? What moves you? In other words, what are you filling your spirit with that's going to propel you forward? And if you're not living in a place of inspiration, what that does is it dulls your creativity. And if it dulls your creativity, then it negates your productivity. And if it negates your productivity, then it erodes your positivity. We have to live in this constant state of inspiration because, and that's why it's important who you hang around with. Here I go. Don't you know research says that we are the composites of our 2 to 3 closest friends? We are, let me do this. And I know some of y'all gonna look at y'all friends a little sideways after this, but it's all good. Look at who are your closest 2 to 3 friends. And when you look at them, you're looking at yourself. That's who you are. That's who you are. So if you hang around people that's not about anything, I'm just saying. If you hang around people who have no ambition, I'm just saying. If you hang around people with no vision, I'm just saying. But if you hang around people with creativity, if you hang around people with positivity, if you hang around people who are innovative and creative, if you hang around purpose-driven people, guess what you're looking at? You're looking at someone who is creative and innovative and positive. You're looking at yourself. That's why we have to hang around people who inspire us. I don't want to hang around nobody that's going to drag me down. I want to hang around somebody that lifts me up. And I'm going to say this to all of my friends who swear they're the smartest person in the room. You know who the smartest person in the room is? The one who can be around other smart people to make them better. If you're the smartest person in the room, I suggest you run. I suggest you run to another room. I suggest you go to another room where people smarter than you, sit your behind down and glean and learn from people smarter than you, because we don't grow thinking we're the smartest people in the room. The O is for optimism. Optimism. Have glass full mentality. Being able to see the silver lining mentality. Being able to see the forest and the trees mentality. Being able to see that big broad picture, even in chaos, even in the middle of a hurricane, you know what you are? You're saying, well, there's an eye in a hurricane where it's calm. You're able to see the good out of a situation. Family, don't you know that there's a symbol in China, and a symbol for crisis is the same as opportunity? Don't waste a good crisis by not seeing the opportunity in it. You got to see the optimism in the negativity. Do you know what? Seeing the best and being optimistic in crisis and not being naive is called leadership. It's called leadership. Leadership looks at crisis, does what the Bible says, when it says, keep your head in all things, and says, now where is the opportunity in this? A good leader remains optimistic because they know they're gonna find a way. The last N in champion is for N, never quit mentality. Never quit mentality, no matter what. No matter what season in your life. No matter how many no's you get. No matter how many ups and downs you got to go through. You got to have that, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death mentality. I will fear no evil. You have to have that, I'm not quitting. That quitting is not an option. It never was an option. It never will be an option. Ain't an option. I know I shouldn't say ain't, and I'm a college professor, but it's all good. I'm gonna say ain't. Quitting ain't an option. There's no quitting you. The only thing that's in you is fight. Fight. You are a fighter. You are a warrior. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. They go my Bible again. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have a never quit mentality. Why? Because you're living that champion acronym life, and it takes a little more to be a champion. Thank you, my brother Tion, Captain Tion, soon to be Major Tion. Thank you for this opportunity to bring a word of hope, encouragement, inspiration to the folks, and I'm bringing it back to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh my God, Dr. John, man, that was so amazing. I'm over here taking notes. I'm like, okay, well, hold on. I'm about to go back to a replay. Hold on, what's going on? I'm about to replay this, man.
You be talking, because I said, you know what? I wish I could match this brother's energy. And some stuff you say, I'm like, oh, that's hot. I'm going to plagiarize that. I'm taking that. You better trademark it. Because I'm taking
it. I was thinking that earlier today. I was like, I got to trademark some stuff. Yeah, we got you. But thank you so much, man, for your words of inspiration and spelling out champion, right? And what it means to be a true champion. Just know when you select this time to be able to be on the podcast, I'm like, yep. You better have the champion speech. I'm ready. Let's get it. It closes out real well. That's what I'm talking about. So, sir, I just want to dig in a couple of things that you share for the people to be able to add more value to them, because you share some great stuff, man. The first thing you said, sir, was about good intentions, right? Good intentions. And it's not about good intentions, because good intentions are not good enough. That's one thing that John Maxwell teaches us, that you cannot have good intentions, because good intentions are only going to get you by so far.
It has to be action. You really want,
yeah, exactly.
It has to be action in crisis. Action in crisis, no matter what life faces you. Because I repeat what I said, life will not play fair with you simply because you have goals and good intentions. You got to have a strategic plan for your life.
That's it.
You got to have that mentality that no matter what's thrown at me, I'm going to consistently persist. And that's what it's good intentions is not enough. Because it's an action. It takes action to make this
That's
happen.
It.
And
That's
most
it.
People, they don't get past their good intentions because there's a dogged mentality that you must have.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't have it. And it's sad. Or they have it, but they don't tap into it. It's called their champion DNA. But you got to have that dogged mentality to say, I'm going to put strategic action to my good intentions. I'm going to put a strong work ethic to my good intentions. I'm going to add all of that stuff to my good intentions, and then we're going to see what God's going to do with the rest.
Exactly. And that's it, right? It's all about the action is being intentional.
Yep.
Right? Instead of good intentions, be intentional.
Intentional, yes.
Yeah. See, good intentions gives us it's just a desire that we want to do something. Intentions is what Brother John just said, action. And when you put action towards your goals, that's when, my brothers and sisters, that's when you get your results. So good stuff. So you said that goals must, go ahead. You want to say something, sir? Go ahead.
I was going to just add this about the goals and good intentions. When I was a college student, I was actually aged out of foster care on my college campus. I was actually homeless in higher ed. And I had good intentions on graduating college. But my good intentions had to become now intentional because I had a choice to make. Either I was going to sit there, feel sorry for myself after my caseworker gave me my last check for $332 and said, good luck with the rest of your life, or fail. Mm. And after I wiped the tears from my face, I stood up and said, John, you're going to either sink or swim. Boy, you're going to swim. And that was my intention. It went from, oh, I think I want to go finish college.
A choice.
To be better. I'm going to.
And
I became totally intentional by making a choice and putting action behind my intentional choice.
Mm. Yeah, I heard that. I hope everyone got that. You got to make a choice. You got to draw a line in the sand and say, that's it, enough, period. Let's go do it. And then start taking action.
There's no Dr. John without me making that choice.
But you might get me fired up, brother. I got a tall knocker. I'm about to get fired. Oh, that's some good stuff. That's good stuff. You said that your goals, and this is very important because I believe this to myself, and that is your goals must scare you. Your why should scare you. If your why is not big enough, then whenever obstacles comes your way, you will give up, you will quit. So why should your goals scare you?
Yeah, you know why? I'm gonna make this very personal. I'll make it quick and I'm gonna make it personal because it's bigger than us. Mm. Now, I come from a family where I was the first one to go to college. I was the first one to finish college. I grew up in abject poverty. I grew up in and out of foster care. I was in a shelter in high school. My why, and I never saw anybody go to college. I didn't see no degrees and hanging on my wall. Only thing I saw was the Cosby Show growing up, and that's when the first time I met educated folk, the Cosby Show. And my thing was, when I'm old enough to do something about that, my children are not going to be raised the way I was. Mm. And of course, it scared me because I never saw anybody do it. Mm. And that's just my bachelor's degree. My master's degree scared me to death. And Dr. John Gray, I was like, that was so far out of the realm of my possibility. But my why stayed in front of me because I wanted a better life for my children. And I said, I will be darned if they experience what I experienced growing up. Mm. So that's why it should scare you, because when it scares you, you'll surprise yourself when you rise to the occasion. You'll be surprised at what you can do when you allow yourself to rise to the occasion. Give yourself a chance just to see what you're able and capable of, and God will take care of the rest. God's just saying a mustard seed. Throw that mustard seed of faith into that C-suite goal. Just that little bit of faith. You will shock yourself and you'll amaze yourself. I'm not the smartest joker that ever lived, but guess what? I attained this degree. Why? Because I gave myself a chance and I kept my why in front of me. I knew why I wanted this. And it wasn't just because I can brag about what I got. That wasn't it. Mm-hmm. Because guess what, Tian? Now my kids go to school tuition free at the very school where I was once homeless at.
Wow.
Because I'm faculty there.
Look at that.
That was the why. That's the why. And when that's why those goals should scare you, because the picture is much bigger than you realize.
Mm. Oh, man. Some of us need to come back and replay this episode and listen to it over and over and over again and allow it to be part of your DNA. If you want to succeed in life, make sure you listen to this podcast more than one time.
Yes.
And make sure if it's hitting you in your heart and your soul and your spirit, make sure you share it with somebody, because we want you to be a river and not a reservoir. Make sure you share it with somebody that needs some encouragement or needs an uplifting word to help them to move forward as well. Because I'm telling you, if you just follow what Dr. John Gray is sharing with us right now, you will be able to move through any obstacles or any issues that you may have that you think is holding you back. If you just gain that champion's mindset,
yes,
you will change your life forever. Hey, Dr. John, what is the best way that anyone can contact you if they connected with your story and want to learn more about what you do?
They can go to my website, drjohnegray.com. That's the best way to reach out to me. And I have a free ebook for you from Passion to Purpose. From Passion to Purpose is a free ebook for you. All you got to do is just give me an email, and that ebook is coming right to you. From Passion to Purpose. And that's the best way to reach out to me, drjohnegray.com. And also, I'm John E. Gray on Facebook as well.
If you truly connect with this story and you want to learn more on how to be a champion, a true champion, make sure you reach out to Dr. John E. Gray. Thank you, brother, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us live, listening to us to replays, listen to us on YouTube and on the podcast. We thank you for joining this TSLEWLI, and we know you've been empowered, you've been inspired, and you are ready to reach the high level of greatness that God has in store for you in your life. Yes. We love you, and guess what? You already know there's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it.
I love it.
Visit our website at www.tionsingletary.com to learn more about what we do. Again, that is www.tionsingletary.com. We want to see you succeed in life.
Are you ready?